Winter wheat planting season is nearly here, and seed selection should be top of mind. The SDSU crop performance data can be a helpful resource in evaluating wheat lines for this fall's planting. SDSU Extension Crop Performance Testing Director John Kleinjohn says 2019's winter wheat crop was plagued by winter kill in a few locations and too much moisture in others.
In contrast, the central part of the state actually had pretty good growing conditions, seeded relatively on time, and had good yield results from the central part of the state. And protein's been good too. It kind of depends on the nitrogen put on by the producer, but so I think we just had very good growing conditions in that region.
As a result of the moisture and cool conditions, harvest was delayed nearly a month, and data from the performance trials is limited at this time. Nevertheless, Kleinjohn encourages growers to consider as much performance information as possible when selecting a variety, giving more weight to information from trials close to home. In the central region, average yields in the performance trials range from 56.1 bushels per acre in Mount Vernon to nearly 80 bushels at Hayes. Kleinjohn says nearly all companies have stellar genetics, but 2019 was a different year for some.
Seems like all in all, the South Dakota material did very well this year, in part due to we have good winter kill ratings, and it seems like South Dakota material will do better in the wetter conditions, and I don't know if that's just a one-year fluke. I noticed it this year. Ideal had a good year. Oahe had a good year. Redfield did very well. And I'd say for maybe the private companies, Cy Monument did fairly well.
To access winter wheat variety data, visit the wheat page at the SDSU Extension website. Go to extension.sdstate.edu. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.